Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Let's talk a little bit about this, talking specifically to military men and women, because the statistics, or at least indications, seem to suggest that military marriages really are in trouble. So talk about what you've seen and heard, and maybe why you decided to address this topic.
Well, you are right, Neil. Every time I am on a military base, the chaplains talk about the tremendous need in the area of marriage. The latest report I saw said that of enlisted men who are married in the military, two-thirds of their marriages end in divorce. So that is astounding, and the need is just so tremendous. And that's a part of what motivated Jocelyn and I to work together on writing this book.
You've had opportunity to be doing seminars and counseling for many years. Have you focused on military from time to time?
You know, 10 years ago, 10 or 11 years ago, I had my first encounter with military marriages. I was invited to come to Fort Bragg, which is in North Carolina, where I live, and to give a lecture on the five love languages. And the chaplain that contacted me actually was in Afghanistan. And he said, if you'll do this, I'll get a satellite hookup, and we'll show your lecture to the guys over here while you're lecturing to their wives back there. And we did that, and it was pretty amazing. And they gave each of those couples 2 minutes on satellite to talk to each other after the lecture was over. And my wife and I were standing in the hallway hugging the ladies when they came out. They were showing these guys the baby that had been born since they left. You know, I mean, it was very emotional. But that was my first encounter. And since then, I've been on numerous military campuses, primarily under the auspices of chaplains. And I find the chaplains are very, very concerned and very committed to trying to help military marriages.
You know, I don't know if there's anything that really is comparable to the stresses of a family with a spouse deployed, but I'm sure that you've heard plenty of stories, and I know you're counting any of them in the book.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a huge area, and that's one of the things we really hone in on in this book is how to, first of all, get connected while you are together by learning each other's love language and speaking each other's love language. But then in the book, we talk about how do you speak these love languages while you're deployed? How do you stay connected emotionally while you're deployed? So I think this is one of the strong points of the book, because if couples can stay emotionally connected while they're deployed, then when they come home, the reentry is much easier because they're not so isolated from each other emotionally.